Ruth chapter 4. Now Boaz went up to the town gate and sat down. The family redeemer of whom Boaz spoke came by. He said to him, "Come over here, friend, sit down here." So he came over and sat down. Then he took 10 of the town elders and said, "Sit down here." So they sat down. Then he said to the family redeemer, "Naomi, who has come back from the land of Moab, is selling a parcel of land that was our brother Elimelech's. I thought to report this to you, saying, buy it in the presence of those sitting here and before the elders of my people. If you want to redeem it, then redeem it. But if you don't want to redeem it, then tell me, so I may know, for no one has the right to redeem before you do, and I am next in line after you." He affirmed, "I will redeem it." Then Boaz added, "When you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you also will acquire Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of our dead relative, in order to raise up a descendant for the name of the dead who will inherit his property." But the family redeemer said, "I cannot redeem it for myself without damaging my own inheritance. Take my right of redemption for yourself, because I cannot redeem it." Now this was the custom in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and finalizing a property exchange. A man took off his sandal and gave it to the other party. This was the way a legal binding transaction was confirmed in Israel. So the family redeemer said to Boaz, "Buy it for yourself." Then he took off his sandal. Then Boaz said to the elders and all the people, "You are witnesses today that I have acquired all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's from the hand of Naomi. I have also acquired Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, to be my wife in order to perpetuate the name of the dead with his inheritance, that the name of the dead will not be cut off from among his relatives and from the gate of his hometown. You are witnesses this day." All the people who were in the gate and the elders said, "We are witnesses. The Lord make this woman who is coming into your house like Rachel and Leah, who together built the house of Israel. May you prosper in Ephrathah and become famous in Bethlehem. Let your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, from the descendants which the Lord will give you from this young woman." So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. He went in to her, and the Lord allowed her to conceive and give birth to a son. The women said to Naomi, "Praise the Lord, who has not left you this day without a family redeemer. May his name be famous in Israel. May he restore your life and provide for you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, is better to you than 7 sons has borne him." Then Naomi took the baby and laid him on her lap and cared for him. The neighbor women named him, saying, "A son has been born to Naomi." So they named him Obed. He became the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the descendants of Perez. Perez was the father of Hezron. Hezron was the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab was the father of Nahshon. Nahshon was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David.